Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Van Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Sadly, no one on this show can raise their hand. You know we do a roll call at the beginning of the week, and I would love to come in here and be able to raise my hand and say my favorite college football team won. That was not the case. Rob can also not raise his hand, but I can only go so far with the jokes. If my team also lost, no one on the show can raise their hand. Now, if you're a K-State fan, proudly raise your hand. Great win for you guys on Saturday. Sadly, I cannot participate with you in that activity. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we are going to give you the gambling perspective on Monday Night Football. We are also going to head to our nation's capital. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we only have 2 hours today. We are off early because of Chiefs pregame. We're going to hand things off. You know what? I would really, really appreciate it if you guys listened to the show the full 4 hours today. I mean, I would love it, you know? I would just absolutely love it. It would be so great. I need you guys to do me a couple of favors before we dive deep into this Monday Night Football game. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. You could tell two people, but if you just told one person to check out the show, I mean, I'd appreciate it. And number three, and most important, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game, if you're not heading out to the stadium, maybe it's a little too cold, maybe it's a little too wet, a little too rainy, and you're looking for a place that has great food specials, great drink specials, and you want to sit back and watch the game with other fans, I'm telling you, the perfect place to do that is with our friends over at The Other Place. Let me share with you guys a statistic to kick off the week and to kick off the show. So according to covers.com, so they keep all of the gambling information. If you are a double-digit underdog on Monday Night Football, dating back to 2007, as you would imagine, the Chiefs are big favorites in this game. Big. They are 10.5, 11.5 point favorites, depending on where you get your number. Double-digit underdogs on Monday Night Football are 27-9-1 against the spread since 2007. So we're talking about almost 40 games. We're talking about 18 years of data there. Now, I am not here to tell you that I think the Chiefs are losing this game. I'm not telling you that you need to be worried about this game. But what I am telling you is my number one message to the Chiefs would be keep the momentum. You could argue that this October, they have played as well as they have in any regular season month in the last 4 years. Their offense, their defense, really starting to hit their stride, especially once you got the return of Rashee Rice. We are talking about an offense that is really figuring things out and firing on all cylinders. You're developing a young player in Bashard Smith, a defense. This team has played really well the last couple of weeks and really, really shown that they are once again the best team in the AFC. Keep that momentum. And what I'm a little bit fearful of is that the Chiefs, and we've seen this time and time again, sometimes the Chiefs like to sleepwalk through performances, especially when they got the final exam here coming up in a couple of weeks. Maybe not final exam, the midterm. That's a better phrase to use. So all I want the Chiefs to do is continue to keep the momentum, continue how they are playing. Don't make this game close. Don't make this game interesting. Don't make this game a storyline. Don't sleepwalk through this game. You are a better team than the Commanders at basically every single turn. Quarterback, coach, offensive line, defense. You have so many advantages over the Washington Commanders. Don't give them hope. This would be a different story, in my opinion, if the Commanders had Jaden Daniels. If they had a special quarterback, the defending offensive rookie of the year, if they had a quarterback that you thought was special and could go out there and make plays and fly around and could throw for 250 yards, maybe run for 70 yards, a couple of touchdowns, then yeah, we'd be having a different conversation today. But that's just not the way I feel about Marcus Mariota. I imagine that's not the way that many of you feel about Marcus Mariota. I'm not here to disrespect the Commanders. I just don't think they're close to where the Chiefs are. So I'm looking at this stat, and the stat is interesting to me. That's a decent sample size, 27-9-1 against the spread. The math says that the Commanders will be competitive today. The math says that this game is going to be a little bit closer than people anticipate. But aside from my message of keep the momentum, continue how well you've played the last couple of weeks, it's also about keeping pace. The Chiefs are in a race, not just in a race with themselves and the rest of their division with the AFC West. They're also in a race with the entire conference to potentially be that one seed. If you look at all the teams that you think are potentially good, a majority of those teams won this past week. It was a very heavy favorites week. So if you're looking at the AFC right now, and you're looking at the playoff picture, Colts won, Patriots won, Broncos won, Bills, Chargers. A majority of the teams that you think have a chance to make the postseason, any team that you think has the ability to make noise in the AFC, those teams all won. So now it's your turn. Continue to keep pace. Don't give up ground, especially not ground to a team like the Washington Commanders, which leads me to the final point of this thing is you got to keep the layups a layup. We know how difficult this Chiefs schedule is, and it's certainly going to get a lot more difficult after this game. This is their last gimme game, it feels like, for a while. That's not what Buffalo is. It's not what Denver is. I would say that's not what the Cowboys are on the road because you just don't know what kind of team they're going to put out there. They're very consistently inconsistent. The Chiefs have, I would say, a couple of handful of gimmies between now and the end of the season. I would say Washington is a game, if you're a double-digit home favorite and you're playing their backup quarterback, that's a game that you feel like you should win. Houston at home is a game that you feel like you should win. On the road against Tennessee, on the road against the Raiders at the end of the season. Who knows where the Raiders could potentially be at the end of the season. They could be a team simply playing out the stretch, and it's in their best interest to lose because it helps them when it comes to draft positioning and seeding. This game is very, very straightforward. You have so many advantages in these games. So, Rob, as we kick things off today, and we'll talk more about Marcus Mariota here coming up in a little bit, and we'll also talk about the buzz and interest around this game as well. But my message is simple. Keep the momentum. You have played fantastic football for the last month, and you have transitioned from a team that felt kind of shaky maybe at the beginning of the month to now the feeling is that you are the best team in the AFC by the end of the month. Certainly one of the more high-powered and best offenses in the National Football League. So keep that momentum and don't give a mediocre team, and that's what the Commanders have been so far. They have been a mediocre team. Don't give them any hope. You got to make your layups. They're free throws. Washington at home is a free throw. Houston at home. Tennessee, the Raiders. Don't let those games derail you from where you can potentially be, and also keep pace. because a majority of the teams that you were in a race with, not just in the AFC West, but also in the rest of the division, they won. Don't lose any grounds to those teams in A, trying to win your division and possibly getting the one seed in the AFC.
I feel like last week, or maybe now 2 weeks ago, leading into the Raiders game, the text line was, you know, doing what the text line does. When we say that, hey, the Chiefs are playing lesser opponent, the Raiders are not very good, they're the Jets, the Dregs, the lead, look past them, they don't deserve respect, all this, that, and the other. The Commanders are better than the Raiders, but everything you're saying in the open, I agree with 100%. If the Chiefs don't sleepwalk, if the Chiefs give the Commanders their full attention, if the Chiefs aren't focused on, I believe the game is November 2nd against the Bills, 6 days from today, if the Chiefs do a good job of focusing on the Commanders tonight, the Chiefs should do all the things you're saying. Their offense looks like it's the best we've seen since 2020, 2022. Their offense looks good. Don't take your foot off the gas. Their defense is rounding into shape. Early in the season, it was bad. It's not bad anymore. Don't let Marcus Mariota get a second life. Like, go out there, keep your foot to the gas, crush the Commanders. If you focus, if you take care of business, you should walk out of Arrowhead with a 2-score win that feels never in doubt, and then it is pivot to Buffalo time. Keep the momentum going. But if the Chiefs decide, hey, it's Bills week already, weird stuff could start happening in Arrowhead. Don't let that happen. Keep your foot to the gas.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the buzz leading into this game. We'll also talk about the MVP picture as we are reaching the halfway point of the season. I think it's starting to be very clear who the contenders are. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's game day on The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, let me tell you guys that our Monday football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building business and growing wealth since 1868. If you want to learn more, then why don't you go on the website, buseybank.com. So some of this could potentially come from a place of privilege. I can admit that from the very, very beginning. Now, I don't want to make you guys think that I have some ticket tree outside that I can just go to whatever I want to go to, because like you, I also pay for tickets. I don't pay for tickets maybe as often as some of you do, but I find myself sometime in the same situation that you guys are. So we were planning on talking about this, and usually when I come in here and sit down, so I sit in the chair that Alex has, so sometimes the text line is still up. So I see kind of what they were talking about at the end of the show, and I'm guessing they were talking about ticket prices, because I'm seeing the Broncos game is going to be about $150 for the upper tank. Somebody said for this game, so for the game tonight against the Commanders, we bought our tickets in late August, the 300 section. It cost us about $180 apiece. Someone else said, I paid $225 for nosebleed seats last year against Tampa Bay. All right, this is my question. Why do people do this? And I'm not even talking about the amount of money to go to the game. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I don't know why you would buy tickets in August for a late October game. So many things could change and could happen. But one thing I do know, like I've followed this enough to know, if you're willing to spend $200 a ticket, you will more than likely find a place in Arrowhead. Now, some games, that $200 might get you real close. Sometimes that $200 might have you up near the drum. But if you were willing to spend $200 a ticket, for the most part, you will find yourself a seat inside Arrowhead Stadium. There's 75,000 of them available. Rob, have you been checking the ticket market for this? Now, the reason I know this is because I follow that Lot J ticket group on Facebook. And I would really highly encourage you guys to do it. I would highly encourage you, if you were somebody who likes to go to football games, I would highly encourage you to check it out. So on there, I'm seeing, Rob, they're doing, it's like Black Friday on there. They're doing deals. I'm looking at it. You can get in $40, $50 a piece. I'm sitting there, Tickets for Less got a little ad. They're telling people, Matt McMullen, the Chiefs, you know they're not selling tickets for this thing when the Chiefs reporter is telling you, hey, we got tickets available. They're doing deals right now. So that same seat that you got back in August for $180, I'm here telling you it ain't $180 today. And it was never really going to go up much more than that. So I'm asking this, is this coming from a place of privilege? Because I'm looking at it through this perspective. It's 2025. You can buy tickets at any moment. It's not like you got to buy them super early. You can wait, see how the market plays itself out. What if an injury happens? What if something changes the game? What if the weather was terrible that day? It could be downpouring rain today, which obviously would affect it. I would just let the market play itself out a little bit more, and knowing in your back pocket, hey, maybe I set a little bit of money aside. Maybe I put aside $200 a ticket. And worst case scenario is maybe you got to burn that whole ticket fund to be able to go to the game. Maybe since you got that money stashed up, and you got it stored away, and now on the day of the game, that $200 you had now for a ticket, you can spend $80 a ticket. Look at that. Now you can put that money back into your pocket. That's how I would handle it if I was going to these situations. But you and I were talking about this during the commercial break. You think people are doing this for peace of mind. That's why people buy tickets for football games so early.
I think part of it is definitely peace of mind. I also think part of it, too, is if you're not from the immediate metro area, like – Commanders fans, I totally get it. If you're a Commanders fan, you're like, hey, I want to go to Arrowhead. I get it. Peace of mind. But let's say you're a person who lives in Iowa. That's a drive. It's 4 hours. Maybe you have Commanders and Chiefs tickets. You probably don't want to end up driving from Des Moines to Kansas City for Chiefs and Commanders and not having tickets in hand. So I think it's peace of mind for out-of-towners, but far this, more than someone
I know,
in the
a lot
building.
Of people are making the argument. I guess I'm asking, this is what I'm asking is, if you know you are going to it, while you are traveling, can't you then buy tickets? Because I'm seeing this. That works if you're local. What about those that have to travel? If you always know that you are going to the game, let's say you are planning on being, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm just looking at this wrong. If you're in Des Moines and you know that you are coming to Kansas City on October 27th, so you got the car, you got all of these other things figured out, why not just play it and see what happens with the tickets and maybe you catch a deal? The tickets were never going to be more than $200 to sit upstairs. Never. They were never going to go up in that scenario. So there was always a chance that you could potentially find yourself a little bit of a deal and a bargain. It's not like the old days where you got to go to the ticket window where you physically got to be there. You can track it right there on the app. You can see it going up and down and how many tickets are available and supply and demand. This is economics 101. That's why I'm asking. I have no clue why you would buy them, not for a regular season game. I get it if it's a big time. That makes sense to me. But a week 9 game, I'm just giving the Chiefs an interest-free loan? What bank is doing that?
I think, and I get your point about the driving and you can still play the game. I would imagine, I was going to be my generic here. I guess it could be Wichita.
Anywhere.
I would imagine the fear of getting none really pushes people.
I guess I'm asking, in 2025, how is there a fear of getting none when there is a ticket? Ticketmaster is in your pocket. StubHub is in your pocket. There should never be a fear of never going to the game. Never. There should never be that fear. It's right there. Always. You can always get yourself out of the situation if you want to go to the game bad enough. Always. There is never a situation where you were caught stranded to go to the game. Never.
I think, and maybe this is, people have not adjusted to the new era. And by new era, I mean the fact that tickets are just on your phone, readily available, can grab and go, no problem. I think people live in a very 1997 world when it comes to tickets, and they're fearful that if I'm coming from St. Louis anywhere, I need to have peace of mind there in my hand so when I get there, I know I'm going to the game. Like that, I think that drives the decision-making process for people.
Yeah, and I guess for me, the only way, cause someone says, C-Dot, you're thinking through a gambler's mindset. Most of us understand why you're thinking this way. I guess I'm looking at it, I would just be very surprised. And I mean, I look at these when they first come out. I don't know what they were when the Commanders. I'm assuming it's a Monday Night Football game. I'm assuming it wasn't cheap. The odds are that you're not going to spend drastically much more than they tell you at the very, very beginning of this. Also, situations, market changes, just to play the market out. The only way I ever buy tickets super early now at this point is if you're getting like an odd number of tickets. Like if you need 7 tickets, if you got, okay, then yes, you should probably plan ahead if you got 7 people coming. But if you just got you and your girl, you and your wife plan on going to the game, I have no clue why you buy the tickets early. I would always just wait, always. And Rob, every time this comes up, you do this in real life. Hey, I want to go to the thing. What do I tell you every single time? Just wait. See how it plays itself out. You never know what could happen.
I will say, for me personally, I have gotten a lot better at waiting. Sometimes I go to an event like the Mariah Carey concert. It was a Christmas concert to my wife. It was a great time. I was like, hey, what's the deal with the tickets? You got the hookup. You were like, wait, my wife wasn't as patient as me, but I feel like I've come from the Carrington School of Wait. I now am team patience when it comes to tickets because they're going to happen. It's a matter of the price.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, please don't be this disconnected from reality. I mean, okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm just offering up my suggestion. That's just what I would do. I would try to help you in this scenario. If you were my friend, I would give you this exact same advice. I would not tell you to spend $180 for upper levels for Commanders tickets in August. I would tell you that's a terrible investment to make. I would tell you that from the beginning. I'm telling you that because I love you and I care about you and I want you to make the best financial decision possible. That's what I would tell you. I'd say that's terrible. Please don't do that. Right now, that same ticket you spent $180 on, I could find you right now on the internet for $40. That same ticket you spent on, and I could probably get better seats to you. I ain't got to do some radio magic trick. Go on the internet right now. They got them handing them out. Boom. Here, go to the game. That's the advice I would give you. I'm here to help you. That's why I care about you. That's the purpose of this segment. Rob, have we had a new challenger enter the conversation for NFL MVP? We know that Mahomes is the favorite. Josh Allen is certainly in that conversation. I'm starting to feel kind of different about Baker Mayfield. I don't think Baker can win MVP. And it's not because I don't think Baker's really good. I think Baker's phenomenal. I don't think Baker has the weapons and the dogs. Like, I don't think we're talking about him having a season where he throws for 4,200 yards and 43 touchdown passes this year. I think Mahomes could potentially do that. I think Josh Allen could do something like that. I just don't think that now with no Mike Evans, Egbuka's been dealing with injuries. Godwin's been dealing with injuries. I just find it hard to believe that Baker's going to put up the numbers to win NFL MVP. So I'm willing to kind of remove Baker from this conversation, but I get why people would still be very much in the Baker could win NFL MVP. It feels like Drake May is now entering the conversation. If you're looking at it right now, Mahomes is 1, Josh Allen is 2. If you go on the gambling apps, Drake May is 3rd. if the Bills lose the division and the Patriots end up winning that division, I think Drake May is going to have a very, very serious argument. You know my thing. I say this every year. Since we have decided that only quarterbacks can win the award, because I actually think that Jonathan Taylor should be very much in the conversation, but really has no chance of winning the award. He'll probably win Offensive Player of the Year. That's how we kind of do this thing. It feels like it's kind of down to those three. It's Mahomes, Allen, and I think Drake May is at least building a case where he can potentially win NFL MVP. Their schedule lines themselves up. They play a couple of big games down the stretch. You know, they always want to promote the new fresh face. Drake May is absolutely in the conversation with NFL MVP.
Carrington, we talk about this with MVP all the time. First off, me and you just disagree on this, and that's fine. I, for one, am happy that it is quarterback-only award. You know what the V in MVP stands for? Valuable. What's the most valuable position on the NFL? Quarterback. So I have no problem with the fact the award is the best quarterback of the year award. That's how we determine value. Neither here nor there. I say this all the time, and I feel like you're right about Baker and the lack of dogs, but as much as people in the AP that have votes stare at the stats and the box scores and pour over the numbers, the analytics, as much as they go over all those things for how to determine MVP, you know, there is part of, we just can't calculate, the narrative part. And I think Baker is very much at play because the narrative part is very much in his favor. I would even argue that the lack of dogs on his team suddenly adds to the buzz around him becoming MVP. If you're telling me Baker Mayfield's the potential one seed in the NFC, which they're in the race right now, a division winner, and he has a, you know, good statistical season, he does it with me and you at wide receiver, and he had a battle injuries in the offensive line all year, I think there is a tale to be spun there about how he is MVP. I don't think Baker Mayfield's the favorite. I agree, Vegas. Patrick Mahomes is probably the favorite, but we know how these things go. The story and the lore and all those things about the MVP is almost as important as the actual stats. So I would say if you were a gambling man, Drake May and Baker Mayfield on these apps are smart long shot plays, long shot being relative, because how people perceive how the player played is almost as important as the actual statistics on the field. Because let's be honest, Lamar Jackson was better statistically than Josh Allen last year. But Josh Allen was, you know, he won the division again, and it was their year to get over the hump and all this and all that. The story is part of it, and that is very much in Baker and in Drake May's favor.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that makes a lot of sense. I can't really argue it too much. I guess I'm looking at it with Baker and with the weapons that he has, is he expected to keep up that same kind of pace that he's been at so far? I mean, he's certainly in the conversation. Like, he's one behind Patrick Mahomes for touchdown passes. He also has played one full game more than Patrick Mahomes has. So we'll see how many he potentially throws today. I'm just looking at it, and I'd be very curious at the end of the season if Baker Mayfield is ninth in touchdown passes, for example. I don't know how you can argue that he's the most valuable player if you're telling me it's only a quarterback award for this whole thing. Now, someone on the text line is saying, what about Daniel Jones? I just kind of find it hard to believe that they're giving NFL MVP to Daniel Jones. I also just kind of feel like that I've seen enough of Daniel Jones' career to know the only times that he's been really, really good is when he's had the best, well, I wouldn't say one of the best versions of Saquon Barkley, the second best version we saw past the one we had last season, and Jonathan Taylor, who right now looks like the best running back in the league. So I think that Jonathan Taylor should be in the conversation, but they have determined that only quarterbacks can win the award. So, I mean, maybe Daniel Jones, I guess. It just, this kind of feels like what happened last year with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold had a fantastic season. He got a big-time contract off that year. They were never giving Sam Darnold NFL MVP. There's no scenario in which I think they're giving Daniel Jones NFL MVP. He's not even close right now in terms of odds and ability to win it. Now, maybe some things change. If the Colts can get hot the second half of the season, I mean, hot against like the really good teams, they go on the road and play Kansas City. If we're talking about the Colts now winning those kinds of games and Daniel Jones puts up some big numbers in that scenario, maybe we can kind of revisit this conversation and come back. But I'm looking at their game so far. I'd be very, very stunned if the NFL decided that they are giving Daniel Jones the NFL. That'd be the most random MVP award I think they've ever given out. That would be a very weird award if they ended up giving it to Daniel Jones this year. Rob, you want to talk a little KU, K-State, man? You want to talk Mizzou, Vandy? Which one do you want to do first? I'll give you the option here because I know you were sitting in there. Are you guys calling it the new booth or just booth? Or does it have a fun little nickname right now? I know you were sitting up in that thing. You were steaming because I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. I haven't talked to you since Friday. When they got up 7-0, especially with how quickly it looked, I know you had that feeling in your heart time that it was finally going to happen. I mean, the first 5 minutes of that thing, I'm thinking, all right, man, KU, all right. I was feeling good about KU at that standpoint. And then it was like K-State just remembered who they were and like, oh, yeah, you guys are Kansas. And things turned very, very quickly and stayed that way for the remainder of the game. And I was thinking of you, Rob, when I was watching the game, because they had a little special teams montage. They had that thing ready to go. I know you didn't see it because you were at the game. But when KU had the special teams mishap, they just went year in review and were just showing you all the mishaps and missteps. And then that's when I realized, oh, this is what Rob is talking about. This is why Rob has PTSD when it comes to the KU-K-State rivalry. How were you feeling when you were sitting there?
It was. I'll be very transparent here. They get that fumble in the opening kickoff. They score. It probably wasn't a touchdown, if we're being honest. Jalen Daniels probably fumbled into the end zone. Didn't matter. They call a touchdown. It's 7-0. There's still 12 minutes on the clock. K-State, it felt like, oh, here we go. Me, the people sitting around me, my section, you know, there was a feel of like, not only is KU going to break the streak today, they might run them off the field. They might, you know, let out 16 years of frustration. It might be really time here. And then from that moment on, it was just rainy and cold and miserable. I know they cut the lead to 7 at half, and it felt like there was a little spark of something. And they come out in the second half, they go 3-and-out, and you knew the game was over. You felt it around the stadium. You kind of, K-State fans started doing that thing where they're starting to puff their chest out because they feel like here we go again. KU fans had the here we go again in the worst possible way. It was a very unfun Saturday to be out there. You tell the story all the time on the air, and I think it's very apropos here about how that first year Dennis Gates, you know, you feel like, oh, Missouri might beat KU this year in basketball. You know, Grady Dick, like they can get this team. And then you knew the under 16, nope, not happening today. I felt a lot of that same emotion. I had a great day in Lawrence. The weather was a little bit drizzly. We had a nice little tailgate set up, went to my favorite spots. Like, we got up there early. I was having a very nice Saturday morning, hanging out with the wife. I had some other family in town. It was a fantastic day. And then basically from that fumble on, I felt like, oh God, here we go again. And it was some of the least fun I've ever had in that stadium. It was bad, real bad.
Someone on the text line says, hey guys, K-State fans are acting like it wasn't close at half. It wasn't. I don't care what the score says.
It was the biggest 7-point deficit I've ever felt in my life.
It wasn't close at half. It was over. It was done. I knew it. You knew it. I wasn't even there. I was watching it on the television. You could feel it. It was over. It was done. KU had their early wave. Jalen Daniels looked to me like he was trying to throw interceptions in the first half. Like, purposely. Like, he had the over on, he threw two directly to K-State players, and they just had no interest in catching it. And just, it woke the K-State. It has to be mental at this standpoint. It has to be. I'm sorry. It can't be. K-State is not that much better than this year's KU team. They can't be. I watched every game from both of these two teams. K-State is not that much better than Kansas. It has to be mental. It has to be a, oh, here we go again situation. It has to be. I will say this, and again, I try to stay out of KU business, but I just noticed it. It feels like the tide is turning against Lance Leipold. It really feels like the tide is turning. Now, we don't got to dive super deep into it. I know it's a Red Monday, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here in just a bit. It feels like the tide is turning with Lance Leipold, and the natives are starting to get restless. And if you look at the rest of college football, I would say prematurely firing your coach, that is becoming the norm. Being willing to pay a significant buyout, Kansas, if you want to be taken seriously in football, you know what teams that are going to be taken seriously? They don't care what the buyout is. Lance Leipold's buyout is $22.5 million. The old KU would never pay that much money to a football coach, especially one who's doing fine. Now, it's one thing if it's Les Miles or it's Charlie Weiss or it's just somebody who's being like terrible, like a true negative on the program. That's not what Lance Leipold is, but I can't admit this. Again, as somebody who tries to stay out of KU business, it does feel like right now they are in neutral. For a while there, they're making great forward movement, which was to be expected. They were in a bad spot from the very, very beginning. But now it feels like the progress that they made from the very, very beginning, when things were certainly pushing and moving in a direction, it just feels like right now that they are in a little bit of a neutral. Now, I think that Lance Leipold is somebody that can get you over the Kansas hump. We're not talking about the hump, the Kansas hump. Can he be somebody that consistently wins 6 to 8 games a season? I think that's there. I think you were seeing a lot of the positives right now. But I will say the natives are getting restless. My timeline, and I get it, in the middle of a rivalry game, that's the most I've ever seen them turn on Lance Leipold in the middle of the season, to where people who certainly remember how bad Kansas football used to be, and Lance has pulled you all the way out of there, don't seem impressed by Lance Leipold anymore and want something new.
Here's the best way I can describe it. And I think stuck in neutral is a good way to describe it. I called it no man's land to a group text KU fans I had. What Lance Leipold has done to take that program from what it was is legitimately incredible work. It was a winless program that had a terrible stadium. It was the absolute laughingstock of Power 5 football. You could argue there are a group of five jobs that were better than Kansas by a large margin. To take that to multiple bowl games, and I still think they can make a bowl this year, 3 bowl games in, you know, 5 seasons is really, really impressive at Kansas. But I think Kansas fans are wondering if he can take the next step. We talk all the time on the show, there's a difference between a 10-win program and an 8-win program. Well, if you keep going down the ladder, there's a difference between being a 6-win program and an 8-win program. And KU fans feel like, all right, we have crossed the checkpoint. We now are a 6-win type of program. We're ready to ascend to an 8-win type of program, and currently it does not feel like Lance Leipold is taking that ascension. Because last year, this year's disappointing. Last year's monumental disappointment. I know they didn't have a home game, whatever. They brought back Jalen Daniels. They brought back their O-line. They brought back Devin Neal. They brought back everyone, and they went 5-7. Yeah. So it feels like you went in reverse last year, and now you're stuck in the mud.
I think that, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
I'm not calling for him to be fired. I just feel like I don't know that he can be the guy to take the next step, but I feel like you have to be patient to see if he can be the guy.
I also feel like Lance has deserved a chance to pick another quarterback. Like, I like Jalen Daniels on a personal level. Come on the show. I've always been super impressed with him. He ain't it for where you guys are trying to go. And most of the programs that you were trying to emulate, they have that guy at quarterback. Vanderbilt has that guy at quarterback. Indiana has that guy at quarterback. So what I'm saying is, if you trust Lance, and I know some of you do, some of you don't, I'm willing to let him try again. He's had Jalen Daniels for 4 years in some capacity. I mean, he gets credit for Jason Bean, right? Like, they helped turn Jason Bean into an NFL player. They get credit for that. So I think he's earned at least a chance to try again. Every KU fan is telling me now money is just falling from the sky for NIL. Give this staff the chance to go out and buy themselves a new quarterback and let's see what happens next year. Because ultimately, that's going to determine if KU can take that next step or not. So we can talk more about this tomorrow. I got a lot of thoughts on Kansas football after watching. Got a lot of thoughts about Missouri football. I just wanted to get your thoughts after going to the game on Saturday between KU and K-State. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up on the other side. Our guy Nick Costos from You Better You Bet joins us on the show. I'm trying to help you guys win some money. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
I'm really, really happy that this person was able to come on the show. A lot of times I tell you that people are one of the best, and that's the case. I think this person is the best person talking about gambling in the media. Nick Costos joins us on the show today. He is with You Bet or You Bet. Nick, how you doing today, my man?
What's going on, my man? Great to be on with you today.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. I read this stat to begin the show today. Since 2007, double-digit underdogs...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are 27-9-1 against the spread on Monday Night Football since 2007. Now, I like Kansas City. I imagine you also like Kansas City. But historically, the numbers suggest that Washington is going to keep this game interesting.
Great. Well, history can suggest that. I would say that history isn't going up against Patrick Mahomes tonight. It's this terrible Washington Commanders secondary. And Carrington, like, you're right with what you're saying about double-digit dogs covering in spots like this. And we have seen the Commanders get bet pretty heavily over the course of the day today. Yesterday, this point spread sitting in the range of Chiefs minus 12.5, close to hitting 13, but not quite there. I'm looking at my odds screen right now for BetMGM. Kansas City, a 10-point home favorite now. So a pretty big move driving this all the way down to 10. And while I can understand why this is the case, you can think about last week's point spread with Kansas City and Vegas kind of in a similar fashion. And the idea that there's a big difference, obviously, right, between even a Washington team without Jaden Daniels and whatever the hell the Raiders put on the field last week. I still don't think the betting market, Carrington, and I think your audience will love to hear this, and I've been consistent with this from the start of the season, I don't think the betting market is caught up yet to how good the Chiefs are. And now that this offense is complete, like in its full form now with Rashee Rice back, even with Josh Simmons out tonight, and Trey Smith doubtful, like this is not the defensive line that's built to take advantage of that. The Commanders' defensive line is injury depleted. Dorrance Armstrong, their best pass rusher, is out for the season. Here's like 40-year-old Von Miller. I think they're going to get no heat on Mahomes. I think Mahomes is going to have his absolute way with the Commanders' defense in this game. And on the flip side, you know, maybe Marcus Mariota can stroll in through the back door at the end of the game, but I would never want to bet on that. I think the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs cover, and I think it gives them momentum, Carrington, heading into next Sunday's game in Buffalo, where I expect the Chiefs to win and cover that one as well.
I love a good anytime touchdown bet. Who are some of your favorite in this game?
Can I give you kind of like an offshoot of that, like a weird answer to the question?
Let's do it.
Okay. So Breshard Smith, who I like a lot, right? Kansas City's 7th-round rookie running back, who got a ton of burn last week against the Raiders. mostly in the run game when the game was out of hand. But we're seeing him used in the pass game as well, where he's kind of used similarly to the way Jerick McKinnon was when McKinnon was really having a ton of success in this Chiefs offense. But I found it noteworthy in the second half last week, and obviously, like, Mahomes is pulled at the end of the third quarter, and the Chiefs are killing the Raiders, right? Where Pacheco exits the game and Kareem Hunt exits the game, and Breshard Smith gets a ton of carries. Now, I'm expecting kind of a similar outcome tonight. I'm not insinuating the Commanders are going to run 30 plays on offense and get boat raced the way that the Raiders did, and Mahomes is out before the fourth quarter. But I do think Kansas City's going to win this game comfortably. And based on what we saw last week, I think that means that we see Breshard Smith as the running back at the end of the game. Now, in order to place this bet, you, the listener, you, Carrington, have to agree with my handicap and think that Kansas City's up multiple scores at the end of the game. And if that's the case, I think Breshard Smith's the running back. So I don't want to bet Breshard Smith anytime touchdown. I would like to bet Breshard Smith to score the last touchdown of tonight's game.
Right now, we're talking to Nick Costos here for a couple more minutes, taking a look through the gambling perspective of the game. Let's fast forward to next week. I was looking at the look-ahead line. The Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite against Buffalo. Are you surprised? Is that about right to you for the Chiefs to be a road favorite in Buffalo, just given the fact that the Chiefs have kind of struggled against Buffalo in the regular season?
Yeah, I think, yes. Kansas City definitely needs to be favored. If they weren't, they would be bet to a favorite immediately. Buffalo looked good yesterday against Carolina. I mean, you could convince me that Andy Dalton was, like, going to join the NWO after the game and put on, like, a Buffalo Bills jersey as bad as he was in that game yesterday. It will be an entirely different story for the Bills defense, which stinks. And I've said that from preseason and this summer that I'm never going to take Buffalo. I won't take Baltimore either. I will never take Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, to go through Kansas City, because this defense is no good. Because the defensive line isn't good, and they just lost their best defensive lineman, Ed Oliver, to a torn biceps. He's going to be out indefinitely. The linebackers are no good. I don't think the secondary is good either. And I think Mahomes is going to slice and dice them. So I actually think it's a healthy amount of respect for Buffalo that Kansas City's only going to be a 1.5-point road favorite. I am going to love the Kansas City Chiefs, Carrington, assuming they get through tonight's game unscathed from an injury perspective. I can't wait to bet the Chiefs coming up next Sunday. And I know I sound like a homer right now for Kansas City. I'm actually from New York. I just call it like I see it. I think this is the best team in the league. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Last one here. Give us one kind of flyer player prop that you like out there. Maybe something with decent odds, 8-1, 10-1, 12-1. Somebody wants to put $5 on it, can maybe win $50, $60.
So, and this is for like anything tonight almost in the world of sports?
No, Chiefs Commanders.
Yeah, I think that Breshard Smith last touchdown bet's going to be pretty good. I like some Breshard Smith stuff in this game, where over 7.5 rushing yards, again, with the thought process being, if they're up big, and I think they will be up big at the end of the game, like he's going to be the guy getting the carries. If I had to bet something with Washington tonight, I would actually bet Deebo Samuel over receiving yards. Thought being, Terry McLaurin plays almost entirely on the outside. The Chiefs have done a nice job this year taking away boundary receivers, but Deebo Samuel, kind of with his escapability, he's going to get targets over the middle of the field. He's shown an ability to make guys miss. I do like Deebo Samuel over 41.5 receiving yards if I had to bet that. And let me take a look at the anytime touchdown board here. See if I can give you something that's decent odds. All right. As we get a little down the board, on the Chiefs side, Tyquan Thornton would be where I would look. He's at plus 800. He caught a 43-yarder from Mahomes last week in the win against the Raiders. Now, obviously, his role has been minimized with Rashee Rice back, but he's going to be on the field. And history tells us last week, right, that he's still going to get some targets down the field. Washington's secondary is bad. So Thornton is the guy I would look at from the Chiefs side. And if you wanted to bet a long shot on the Washington side, I would look at rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane, who is a 10-1. Now, obviously, Deebo and McLaurin are back tonight, but I think Lane and Luke McCaffrey, have kind of carved out roles in this Commanders passing offense. Remember that Mariota is not the starter, meaning that in preseason and in training camp, he's working mostly with backups. We know he has a rapport with Lane. We know he has a rapport with Luke McCaffrey. Lane is the guy that I prefer. Jalen Lane would be my look for Washington at 10-1 if you wanted odds on a Commanders player to score a touchdown.
That is our guy, Nick Costos, joining us on the show today. He is with You Better You Bet. I think he is the best gambling voice in the country when it comes to this stuff. Nick, great stuff, man. Love catching up with you, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on the show. Let's go Chiefs tonight. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Absolutely. That is our guy Nick Costos joining us on the show today. Rob, let me give you the New York Times. They have their playoff simulator. This is how they have the AFC shaking out. Colts as the one seed, Patriots as the two seed, Chiefs as the three, Ravens as the four. Listen to this. The New York Times has the Ravens winning their division at 8-9. Very interesting. Bills, the five seed, Broncos, the six seed, Chargers are the seven seed. That is how the New York Times playoff simulator has the playoffs shaken out.
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're cheering for that, right? You get a home game. And you have, if everything played to seed, you got to win in New England and in Indianapolis. I don't think those are two places the Chiefs fans are sweating with Drake May and Daniel Jones. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you're excited about that being the end-all be-all.
100%. I would also say that would be one of like the very weird things to think where you would probably be more nervous about your first round matchup than you would moving forward if it ends up playing to seed. Like the Broncos, I'm just given how this rivalry is, given that that'll be the third time that they play each other, I'm guessing that Chiefs-Broncos game is going to be incredibly stressful. You will feel very, very good if you got to go on the road and play Drake May in the second round of this thing. You will feel very, very good. Now, I know history between the Chiefs and the Colts, maybe you'll just bring all that up. If you were telling me it's the AFC Championship game and it's Chiefs and Colts, I don't care where that game is, I'm picking Kansas City. I refuse to believe that Daniel Jones is winning that game against Steve Spagnuolo and Patrick Mahomes. I have no reason to believe that will end up being the case. Let's talk more about what he said about Breshard Smith there. Some really, really interesting stuff about Breshard Smith. And also some other things that I'm going to keep an eye on heading into this Monday Night Football game. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.